Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Wasn't that insane last night? 9-2 final against Nashville. I know the Predators haven't been up to their expectations this year, but those are the kind of games that just makes you happy when every line is rolling and doing what they're supposed to and playing incredible. Jake Ottinger again was outstanding. We have the ability to go deep in the playoffs because of just the depth of the players and the depth of the team that we have. You know, 4 points up now. We're getting some separation in the Central Division. You know, this is great stuff right now. Colorado loses again. Winnipeg didn't play last night. Just look at us go. This is really exciting. I think that there's a good chance we keep this up, that we're going to be on top of our division. Now, once again, the President's Trophy curse thing. I really don't want to have the best points at the end because that typically doesn't vote well for you getting past the first round of the playoffs. I know that sounds silly considering superstitions and the way the NHL works, and us fans are superstitious. So, incredible to see Matt Duchene pick up 2 goals against this old team, the one that pretty much is paying him to leave their organization. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's got to be upsetting, but it's got to be absolutely motivating. You know, you look at the fact that basically you're saying, I'll pay you to not play here. And then what does Matt Duchene do? He lights them up. And he's been lighting up everybody pretty much all season. Probably one of the best seasons that Matt Duchene has had in a very long time. Anyway, on to the next game. Edmonton, 2 o'clock in the afternoon on ABC. Another pretty much nationally televised hockey game. So, Edmonton's playing pretty well. But once again, their goaltending is still suspect. We can get enough pucks to the net, I think we have a very amazing chance. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Go Stars, and I hope that everyone has a lovely day.